Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with two very talented people, and they are on a dynamite show, a hot show, and I've just been watching premieres and little teasers and things like that, but it looks absolutely terrific. Mr. Mayor, and you got a lot of talent there, and you know, Tina Fey's writing, and of course Ted Danson is there, and Holly Hunter, and Vella Lavelle, and Mike Cabellon is our very special guest, and they're absolutely terrific. Vella, you know her from Dollface and Crazy Ex-Girlfriends. Mike from a bunch of things. Orange is the New Black is one, and they're both absolutely, absolutely terrific. Vella and Mike, how are you guys?
Oh,
hi.
What an intro.
Well, listen, let's start with Vella, but both of you guys, you get high marks from your past here. When you see something like this come across, Vella, and you see Mr. Mayor, and obviously it looks like it's going to be a smash, and you see all the names attached and everything else, and you're reading your character, you've got to be very excited going into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're definitely like, I have a lot of like pinch me moments. Like, what am I doing here? Like, I'm in a room with Ted Danson and Holly Hunter. And of course, Mike. Have to pinch myself that I get to act with Mike every day as well. But yeah, it's a total like dream of like legends working on the show. So it's awesome to be there.
Mike, let me turn to you. Are you a political person at all? And I know it's really not, it's not a political so to speak show, but obviously that it's tied in there, and he's the mayor, and there's going to be things. It's more about people and everything else. But are you a political person?
You know, I am as an adult, but I didn't grow up in a political household. I feel like for a lot of people, you know, their parents had some semblance of political identity, but my parents were immigrants, so, you know, they didn't really have a huge opinion on political America in the 80s and 90s. So I feel like I'm well-suited for the show in that, like, as an adult, I'm familiar with the terms, and I have political opinions of my own. But all that is kind of thrown aside because, like you said, the show isn't super political. It's more of just a backdrop for regular kind of people problems.
And Mike, staying with you for a moment, when you look at your character, you know, obviously there's your initial reaction to the character, but do you look at it and say, hey, there's a lot of room for growth here, or do you see it as like a fixed situation, or do you think it's something they're going to allow you to evolve with, and the writers and you and, you know, everyone else involved will allow you to kind of evolve this character?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was actually just talking to someone else about this, and I was talking about my audition process. And I remember during the audition, I saw a bunch of my friends go in, and none of us looked the same. You know, I think Robert and Tina were really open to having anyone play the character. And once I was cast, they really sort of tailored the character to me. So now, you know, he wasn't Filipino before, and he is Filipino now because I'm Filipino. And there are small things like that where throughout the season, as I get more and more scripts, I can feel myself and the character kind of growing together like a vine on a trellis. So it feels really good to have writers.
Yeah, Vella, let me turn to you. You're playing the chief of staff, and you know, that's, you know, usually the very political character in real life politics or whatever. Are you a political person?
You know, I am, but I think that my character is not. So my character is somehow ends up being the chief of staff, but is really only the chief of staff because she was Ted Danson's campaign manager. And I kind of see her as like an AOC meets like an Instagram influencer. So she's like, she's kind of like totally out of her element. And as you see in the pilot, she's very much like, what are we doing here? Because she didn't expect him to win. But I was totally just like, as Mike was talking, I was like nodding very excitedly because I feel the same way. It's like the characters that we're playing are just like kind of growing and they're molding into us, I think, with every episode. And so it's fun. I think there's a journey for Michaela in that she's like realizing that she kind of enjoys helping people and she's more capable than she thinks. And it's really fun to just like grow with the characters and yeah, see where we go.
Vella, let me stay with you for a moment. And Mike brought up the interesting point. It should be flattering to him that the character didn't start out to be Filipino, but now he is, because that's Mike's background, and that's flattering, because yeah, they said, hey, this is Mike, and this character is going to be there. You're working with Tina Fey, and you talk about somebody who's really developed a character and allowed a character to develop along the way with 30 Rock and everything else that she's done. That has to be exciting for you. And do you see Michaela having that kind of growth as she goes on?
Yeah, definitely. And it's been cool. I mean, since we've been shooting, since the pandemic started, we don't have Tina in the room, but we have her on Zoom on a computer. So we have like her little face in the corner kind of to run to in between takes. And so a couple times actually, like I've said a line a certain way, and then she's, I get called over, which sometimes you feel like you're in trouble if they're like, Tina wants to talk to you, and then you run over. But she was like, a couple times she's been like, actually, I think we're going to go this way with the character. So let's try saying the line in this way and not so much, like maybe not as snarky, or like maybe like add a little bit of this. So it's like, it's a really fun, it's a really crazy wild ride that like we just get to work with Tina and all her brilliance and kind of see where she's going with this,
Mike, going back to you. And again, I think the two of you are headed for stardom, and not that you're not there already. I mean, you guys have put together wonderful careers, but Mike, I have a feeling this is gonna make you lose your anonymity, and you're not gonna be able to go into stores. You're not gonna be able to do your own shopping without people coming up to you. I have a feeling this is gonna be one of these shows for you. Has that crossed your mind so far?
Thank you. I hope so too. It's been one of those weird things where one of the silver linings of the pandemic has been being able to ease into being on a network television show. Some of my cast roles were a little smaller, so recognitions were few and far between. And I feel like now I have sort of the buffer zone of like being able to go out in public while wearing a mask. So people still.
I was gonna say the mask kind of erases the recognizing you in public.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen for a while, but when it does happen,
Yeah.
You'll be able to do your shopping for a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, both of you, listen, just congratulations to the both of you. You're putting together an amazing career, and it's just about to pop for both of you, and it's, you're heading for superstardom. Vella, last word here. Can you give us a social media? Actually, I'll ask Mike, too, but give us a social media site for you or a website for you personally to follow along, and then, Mike, I'll ask you the same thing. Vella?
Oh, sure. Well, thank you for watching and all your nice words. And I am just my first and last name on Twitter and Instagram both. So just Vella Lavelle on Instagram and on Twitter.
Mike, the same?
And the exact same. I mean, I'm not at Vella Lavelle.
Mike has my same.
At Mike Cavallon on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, to the both of you, again, congratulations. This is going to be a huge, huge hit. Mr. Mayor, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC, and these two are big reason why. Vella and Mike, thank you very much for being here. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Vella Lavelle, everyone. You know her from Crazy Ex-Girlfriends and Dollface and so many other things. And Mike Cabellion. And again, his pronunciation, I worry about that. But anyway, Orange is the New Black, but the two of them will be known for this. This should be a big deal. It's Ted Danson, and it looks good from what I see. It looks like the type of thing that's going to be given every opportunity. And again, it's NBC, and it's Tina Fey created and written. And, guess what the last time Tina Fey had an opportunity with NBC, it was a big deal, and 30 Rock is going to give her a lot of leeway with what happened. So that means if it dips in the ratings, if it's a slow starter, it's going to get every opportunity. Tina Fey, Ted Danson, right, former Cheers star on NBC. Guess how many opportunities the show is going to get if it drags at all. It might just be an absolute you know, gangbusters show from the beginning. Mr. Mayor, again, I've only seen, you know, roughs and the little teasers and trailers and things like that. But it looks terrific. It looks absolutely terrific. And these two are on their way to a huge career. And again, not that it's not big already, but nothing like this. And the show is going to be a hit. It's Mr. Mayor on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Mr. Mayor, once again, Vella Lavelle. She plays the chief of staff, Michaela. And Mike's character, I forget who it is, but Mike Cabellion is the character they folded around him, or molded around him, I should say. He's a Filipino-American, and that his character now is Filipino-American. It didn't start out that way, so it's a credit to him, Mike Cabellion, and you know him from Orange is the New Black. Terrific young actor, and as is Vella Lavelle. And the both of them headed for big things. Mr. Mayor, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Check it out. I certainly will. Frank McKay signing off. Vella Lavelle and Mike Cabellion have been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.